Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, friends. Today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch thousands of shows anytime, anywhere. Watch classic shows or catch up on current episodes of Saturday Night Live, South Park, Community, and so much more. Act now, and TMOS listeners get a cool special deal, an absolutely free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. You'll love it.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Be my baby.
Be my little baby.
Be my baby.
Baby, my darling.
Are you going to buy a Tesla?
Be my baby.
What?
Is Oscar going to buy a Tesla?
I believe he prepared a spreadsheet.
You know, look, I've been running numbers, guys.
Okay.
And everything in my...
Is that what you do as just for hobby? Because you always come in and you say, I've run the numbers.
Well, I like to run numbers to see the good news and the bad news. But at times, if you are preparing for a big purchase, mm-hmm. either a house or a Tesla...
You would trade in your very, very expensive import automobile on this American-made technological wonder.
You'll take the loss on the Audi. And by the way, is the Beamer, is that still on the block?
Still on the block.
Ladies and gentlemen, actually, if you need a car.
I could have Rob drive the Beamer, I'll drive the Audi, and we could trade in two cars. And then if that were the case, my actual cost of ownership would be down $87.
Well, you're not going to let Rob Rob drive the Beamer. You're not going to let him do that.
No, he wouldn't.
You're not going to do that. So the fact is
both used vehicles.
First things first, you need to sell the Beamer, right? And you're not selling it for anybody, right? This is cash that's going to go into your
pocket. Cash money.
Now, you know what would be great, and this would be a small investment that would actually increase your resale value. Go to like a craft store and get a small plaque made that said, owned by...
No, Oscar drove this.
Oscar drove this. Yes. Oscar, even use your real name if you want.
I Scotchgarded the seats.
Yeah, and then put that on the dashboard. And then, you know what? The plaque costs you $5. That adds $2,000 to the
celebrity owner. Owned?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I can do that.
We saw that. We've seen it.
I'm looking at the page right now.
What, the BMW?
The Tesla.
Is it on Craigslist?
How much do you want to sell the Beamer for?
Don't worry about that.
I've got
a guy coming down from New Jersey, a guy coming up from North Carolina.
Yeah. Hey, I want to see.
It's in demand.
I want to see his car.
I will not say anything on this show. Jot down the figure you're looking for.
Oh, okay. I'll just tell you. $6,000.
$6,000?
Yeah.
That's right.
$6,000.
You can get yourself a nice Crown Vic for that.
Yes, you can.
Blue Book is...
With a P-71 police package.
Oh, the Interceptor, Mike.
Blue Book is... Squirrel! It's 7 plus, if I'm not mistaken, with everything I have on it.
How many miles on it?
180.
180,000 miles?
180.
Oh, it's just getting broken 180. Good.
180,000 miles.
Yeah, 180, baby.
What, are you jacking it up and let it run?
He lives far away. You know Mike lives in Manassas.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm out of that.
Which takes me back...
I'd be out of that 100,000 miles ago.
To the Tesla.
Yes.
Where, one, I have to run a long extension cord from your garage,
right,
or when you have your Christmas lights up from Rudolph up front, to my car, so I can charge. I technically could get here and get back with one charge, a couple charges actually.
Do you call it a charge or a tank?
I would call it a charge. Okay. Now, I don't own it, so somebody that owns it, maybe Todd would know better.
You know, it would be so great, Mike, if he got the Tesla, and please get a different color than your buddy Todd.
Is it weird if I get the same car as my friend?
If it's a different color.
His brother already got the same car
get
as
Todd.
Get
a red one.
No, red's not my color.
Come on.
His slow-witted brother bought a Tesla?
He's not slow-witted.
It's a joke.
Brother's paid.
But you know what? Next to Todd, everyone is slow-witted.
We all are.
So you would get one that's a different color than Todd.
Yes.
And let's say you make this happen like around Thanksgiving time. You come whirring up the street because the car makes no noise. Mm-hmm. Here comes Oscar.
It doesn't even do that. It's silent.
Okay. Maybe it has a ground loop.
I'd creep up.
Okay, so you come in, and then you go and plug into your Christmas lights.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd have to run a long extension cord.
Not that long to the Christmas
so
lights.
So one charge would not get you from
no,
D.C.?
No, no, no. It would, but you know me. You think I'm going to charge on a regular basis?
But you'd
one
have
One charge
to-
would give me... We're talking about 37 miles.
Right.
It would give me three trips. One charger would give me three trips.
Now, when
That's
you charge it.
The convenience
it,
part that would screw
three
me.
Trips.
When you charge it, is it a regular AC outlet or is it like a dryer outlet?
It's a dryer outlet.
220.
Yeah, so I'll have to go out. We're Consuelo. We're Rosa and Consuelo.
Pony, I need your stopwatch.
Yeah. We're going to need.
Bring it here.
Did you start the clock?
Yes.
I didn't.
Is there a window in your laundry room?
No. Not that you can get through. I think it's been painted shut.
What about this?
We could fix that with a putty knife and a chisel.
We could fix that with just this. That's how we do it.
Two things have to happen.
All the sheets are escaping.
Mm-hmm.
Two things have to happen. Three things, I'm sorry. Number one is more people have to shop on Amazon.
Right.
And then number two, I have to get my HOA to sign off on my little converter where I park.
Right.
But there is an outlet there.
They'll do it.
Yes.
They have an outlet there.
Right next to my spot.
You have to have the whole – but you're the president of the Homeowners Association.
I am. But I'm only a board member.
I'm the president. You can weasel it through.
I'm one board member. I can muscle it through.
Yeah. So let me ask you this.
Three. Hey, why don't you do a Kickstarter?
Ooh. Huh? That's interesting.
What is the percentage that you're actually going to buy this car?
I would say 60%.
Really?
Yeah, Jesus,
that means
he's going to do it.
That means you're going to do it. Are you going to be upside down when you get rid of the other one?
No, I'm up.
You're up in that
I'm
car?
I'm so up on that car, it's ridiculous.
So when can I go with you to the dealership when you're going to buy it? Yeah, I'm his cousin.
Oh, and by the way, how many Tesla dealerships are there in the area?
Well, it's the one in D.C. I think there's one in Tyson's Corner. I would go to the D.C. one.
That's the one at the corner of Douche and Overpriced.
Incidentally, we ought to get Tesla to give us a car with the amount of time we talk about
that. In D.C., they don't charge you sales tax. Because it's a green car. They give you $7,500.
Oh, and by the way, you're going to want to bring your green car.
They give you $7,500 cash back. I mean, a tax incentive. So you get that back right away.
Right.
Which brings the cost of the overall value of the car down for you when you're going to buy it.
And with gas being not an issue, and if you're stealing Mike's electricity.
I'm up $87 a month.
Wow.
Yes.
And that's before gas?
Well, that's including gas.
I'm looking at this website. I'm fascinated by it.
Do you pay for electricity at your apartment?
I do. The average for the month in electricity is going to be about $50.
Hmm. But the outlet at your parking spot, will they be able to track that
to
you?
They will probably charge me just a round figure and that'll be it.
Charges per with an 85 kWh
I would get the smallest
battery.
Guy. I couldn't get the biggest
the
guy.
85,
the Tesla smart car?
Is it the 85 kWh?
No, it would be the 60.
It's the 60.
The 60.
And is that watts, 60 watts, like a light bulb?
That's what they call it. Hey, I have to run this by my consigliere, Todd.
I think their website's a little hinky. I don't think they're giving me the right information.
Well, you know why? They're trying to trick you.
I didn't use the website.
After just a few weeks, you'll find range becomes predictable based on your routine and driving style. Model S tracks your efficiency as you drive and displays it on the touchscreen so you'll always know how far you can go.
That's right.
Well, so they'll let you know when you're running
out.
Yeah,
that's
like
why
having
I said
a gas tank.
Mm-hmm. There may be times where if you're in the middle of like a washing load, I might have to stop it so I can charge up, but I always make sure I put it back in and get it running.
What if you carried a lot of batteries?
All right, stop it. Now can you just stop doing shtick?
I'm trying to save the environment.
I'm curious about this car.
Oscar is curious about this car. Saving the environment is so far away from his mind right now. No. What he's thinking about is Boss Automobile.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about driving by gas stations and putting my middle finger up.
Well, you do that anyway.
I do that because I'm driving away from them, not by them.
That's why I'm going to buy the police interceptor.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Yeah, that gets
you don't have a commute. You walk down the stairs.
8 miles to the gallon. I'm looking forward to that.
That's good.
Yeah, but you know what? Mrs. O'Mara and I, as a one-car family now, we've had a couple of moments where it's just been...
You've got your bike, though, right?
Yeah, but you know what? And when it's raining, that was the moment.
Hey, Mike, if you don't ride in the rain, you don't ride.
That's true, Rob, but I don't want to do it on a regular basis.
I understand.
Especially with the weather getting a little more chilly.
Okay, so. I would say it's 40%.
Okay,
now that I really think about it, 40%.
Hey!
If Oscar,
are you calling me chicken?
I am.
If Oscar,
why would you buy a Polo. Tesla when you could have something like this?
Something out of the Blues Brothers?
Wow.
No, thank you.
That is really a thing
of
beauty.
Got the cop package. Got the cop light on the side. You got the cop trunk, the cop tires, the cop suspension.
It's a model made
before engine.
It's a model made before catalytic converters.
There
so
you
it runs
go.
Good on
it's
regular
fantastic.
Gas.
Hey, speaking of catalytic converters,
right?
You got or carburetor. You better check that carburetor on the Crown Vic. And my buddy Tony down in Woodbridge
who is he talking to?
What is happening right now?
He's still looking for my Crown Vic down
okay,
there.
Good. Hey, if he buys the Tesla, will you buy an electric bike?
I think. Hey, Teslas are made in the United States, correct?
Yes, made in the USA. Okay. And the safest car ever made.
Yeah, but the fact
ever
is...
Ever made?
Wow. Read between the lines, look deeper into this company, and I think you're going to find a commie.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I got a couple of things I need to talk about with you.
Yeah. I guess me and your grandma are going away. Well, that's not important. What's important is that when we get where we're going, we'll never be sick, we won't get any older, and we won't ever die.
You're joking me, right? Would I be able to visit you, Grandma?
No, I wouldn't be able to visit you either, and that kind of bothers me.
When would you be?
Soon, my boy, soon. I wonder if they'll have fishing holes there. There's some things they won't have. They won't have grandsons.
Hey, is Wilford Brimley under the water when he's doing this scene in Cocoon? I'm curious about
I have
that.
No idea what's happened to the tape.
We won't get any older, and we won't ever die.
Were you hammered last night?
Me?
Look up.
This tested perfect. I bought a flipping DVD to capture this scene.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, it is.
Mike O'Mara loves B-Wag.
You know what's fun is when you work really hard to capture something for one guy, and the word he says is not thank you.
Well, that's the intro that Rob just talked over with the Dude Walker intro.
Doesn't matter. That was the best part.
We're live from Studio 1K in the Fiberflex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded worldwide 18 million times.
I am so pissed off right now.
We are powered by Encore.
F Church. Me.
See, I'm not. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com,
102.9 guess we're taking
FM WTNT in Washington, D.C. It's a pretty good little Wednesday already.
Yeah, sure.
And the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Hey, listen, I want to tell you something special that Oscar Santana's going to involve you in. If you've ever thought about riding a motorcycle and you want to get involved in it right now,
yes.
This is a lot of fun. You can participate with Oscar in the Rider's Edge new rider course that can put you on a bike in just a few days, even if you have never ridden. Don't ride a hard because it gets you about 50 miles to the gallon. Don't ride a Harley because it's easier to park and gets you in HOT and HOV lanes. Don't ride a Harley because they start at $6 a day. Ride a Harley because it'll move your soul, put something fun between your legs, ooh, and learn to ride, the most important part, with the Rider's Edge New Rider Course. That is a rider training course designed to teach you the basics of motorcycle operation in an atmosphere that's pure Harley Davidson. And the best part is Oscar's doing it and he wants to do it with you. The Rider's Edge New Rider course can put you on a bike anytime you want. Here's the fun part. Oscar's doing it. He will join a limited number of folks. Sign up first for the Rider's Edge New Rider Course. If you act fast, you can join Oscar in his class. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click on Oscar Ride. It's right there at the right-hand side of our webpage. Click on Oscar Ride. You'll get all the information you need to get on the Rider's Edge program. Sign up for a class today and discover why life starts on the edge. We love our friends at Patriot Harley-Davidson, and they are proud to be winners of HD's coveted Bar and Shield Award for each of the last 7 years. Only five other dealers in the country join Patriot in that honor. So sign up today. We really would love our listeners to get involved in this. And if you are somebody that rode a long, long time ago and you want to get back involved in it and you want to jump in, it's a great way to do it. So yeah, take the beginning course. Even if you rode as a kid, this will recharge your skills in the Rider's Edge program.
Or if you have somebody that is kind of hesitant for you, usually it's like your wife or, yeah, look, I don't know if you should be riding again.
Right.
You sign up for this course. You've done your due diligence.
Absolutely.
You're going to be safe on the road.
Yep. Exactly.
Help yourself out. And, it's no obligation. It's not like you take the course and you got to buy a Harley. And here's the cool part. This is what I love about this. You have never been on a bike before? Go out and take the Rider's Edge program. They give you the motorcycles to ride during this program. So they provide the bikes for you.
Right.
And that's a huge part,
you
too.
To fuss the must.
Even if you have a question mark, you know, I really hear the guys talking about motorcycles all the time. I've thought about it, but I don't want to do it, and I certainly don't. I used to think when I was looking at motorcycles that you would have to go out and buy a motorcycle and then get your training. No, they've got the bikes there. The Rider's Edge program has tons of bikes for you to hop on, and if it's something you've always wanted to try, it's worth it to do it the right way and get the training with the new rider course, part of the Rider's Edge program from Patriot Harley-Davidson.
Do it.
Thank you in advance. On the program today...
Can I do something really quick?
Yes, go ahead.
I am so flipped out about that open.
What, about your audio?
I've never heard
totally
it sound like that.
Out about it.
Yeah, it's like a fail.
I've never heard it sound like that.
Epic fail.
It is.
Right.
Sorry about that. I want to see if this sounds right as I troubleshoot.
Okay, go ahead.
Be sick.
You know what it is? It's like out of phase with itself.
It's out
like
of phase.
There's weird stereo
things. You recorded
things.
A stereo feed and then you played it in mono, and that's just one side that you got there.
So if I do it like this, will it fix it?
Yep.
Well,
we'll never be sick.
Ah,
you're right.
I knew that without it happening.
We won't ever die.
That's an old radio thing right there. Out of phase.
We've confirmed user error.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's amazing because apparently this happens every 880 shows.
Rob was playing a clip from Cocoon. Rob is very fond of telling everybody that, what's that statistic?
Is that when Wilford Brimley made the movie Cocoon and said this.
We'll never be sick. We won't get any older, and we won't ever die.
When he said
we won't ever die.
He's actually younger than Mike O'Mara is right now.
And incidentally, every time I go to DMV, if you've seen the movie Cocoon, I recreate the Wilford Brimley scene when I read the eye chart.
Of course you do.
Which, really, speaking of my eyes, I woke up this morning.
What happened to his eyes?
He has his father's eyes. I wake up this morning, and... I have noticed that, now, I know you blame everything on allergies, but I said, what the hell? I said to my wife this morning, I'm down here at about 8:30 in the morning, and she comes in with the baby. I said, what the hell is wrong with my eyes? And she said, what's wrong with your eyes? Is it weird out lately? Is there a lot of moisture in there? What's going
on?
Eyes feel like crap.
It's not allergies. It's tuberculosis.
I think it's Saturday night.
Really? Still?
I think it's still Saturday night.
No,
I don't know.
No.
It's just
take
like,
off your glasses. Let's have a look.
I don't want to.
No, please
come
do.
On.
All
please
right,
do.
Here we go. Okay. This is going to be a process. I'll do this for the Ustream.
Sunglasses coming off.
Here we go.
We'll never be sick. We won't get any older, and we won't ever die.
They're better now.
Yeah, but still.
They're a little puffy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean, but still? What's that mean?
Well, it's like a...
What do you mean, what does that mean, still?
Sometimes if you go on The Price is Right, you can come away with a lovely set of luggage.
Yeah, I got like this.
Oh,
right?
That is messed up.
I got a little... Yours look a little puffy.
That is really messed up.
I just feel logy. Does anybody else feel... Pony, do you feel logy today at all?
I'm full of energy today.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Thanks a lot, ass.
Shut up, skinny.
I
you know what it is? For the first time in a week and a half, we've got a snap of heat.
Yes.
The humidity is back.
A snap of heat.
That's right. And the air quality is bad.
Right.
I think that's the problem.
Were
I think
you
the
up real, all night?
No, I was not. As a matter of fact, I pointedly went to bed last night, even though my beloved Red Sox are playing Adam Shirok's beloved San Francisco Giants out on the West Coast.
You know, it's lucky that you're driving to Maine next week. Otherwise, you might have to pay extra for those bags.
Incidentally, thank you, Ron. Appreciate that.
Are they going to fit comedy. In the truck?
Put those in the overhead, please.
Yeah. Would you like to hear Adam Shirok rooting for his San Francisco Giants?
Yes.
Go Giants. Go Giants. Yay. Whatever the guy's name is. I don't know any of the players.
But
I love the Mike O'Mara show. Go Giants.
Is it funny? Do you laugh about it? Who are you?
I'm Adam Shirok.
That's right.
Yeah,
you are. Yeah. You're fun.
You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
Have you seen Mike's eyes?
Man, what the hell's wrong?
I don't know.
Looks like he's got a couple of suitcases under there.
Yeah, his name is Johnny Valise.
What the F is wrong with him?
Anyway, so I don't know. It's a weird. Today, I got a great night's sleep.
Right.
Well, as great as you can get, you know, when you've got 24/7, you've got the baby, the baby going all the time. There's the baby. It's like a weird
sleeping
night.
Better.
The baby sleeping better.
Does the baby have bags under his eyes?
No, the baby does not have bags. Hey, don't talk about my son like that. The baby is. Has kind of a good day and then a bad day and a good day, but I think the baby's doing okay.
He had a fussy morning.
A little bit of a fussy morning. Can I just say this? I was going to say it yesterday on the show. I would really, from the bottom of my heart, like to thank Mrs. O'Mara, who is doing an amazing job. And I know that people think that that I'm the the good father, some of them, and some of them think I'm not the good father.
I think you're the great father.
Why am I the great father?
You just are.
I will say that she is doing an amazing job. Just the attitude. You know, when you realize how overwhelming... This is the overwhelming nature of being a mom at its essence.
Right.
You have this creature that is solely dependent on you.
Mm-hmm.
You have
to
be there to stay alive. You have to be there. And she is just handling it really well. She's so wonderful and loving
and
to that
pleasant.
Little baby. She's pleasant about it.
Yeah.
She likes it. But, you know, make no mistake about it. She is exhausted.
Of course.
It is a tough haul. And,
it is.
And I know that a lot of people have, said online, what do they know about being... What I know is I sleep next to the woman who's doing it
every
day. That's all I know about it.
And
I'm not trying to say I'm an expert.
It's a long time before it gets any better.
It is really amazing to watch her, and you can do things in life with good humor, and you can do, and you know, that's always been my motto.
Oh, I know, especially when the ice cream
do things in
town.
Life with good humor.
That's right.
That's the way I've always looked at life, as everyone knows.
With all a wink and a smile.
All of my close friends know that. You know, you just do live your life with a wink and a smile.
That's right. That's how Mike does it.
And the good humor man.
I have always managed in my life
yes,
to
Mike.
Look into people's souls and yeah. see the best. Yeah. That's what I've done.
Truer words, Mike. Truer
anyway,
words.
F them. But anyway, so I just wanted to give her a compliment and say, I know how hard you're working, and I know how wonderful you're doing, and I'm proud of the way you're doing it. And
very nice of you, Mike.
You know, I knew when we brought a baby into this world, I knew Carla was one of these women who was kind of put on the earth to be a mom.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad.
You ever hear Mike's theme song?
Well, Oscar, this is my anthem.
Okay.
When you're chewing on life's gristle,
listen to this.
That grumble. Give a whistle.
Give a whistle.
Give a whistle. Right.
And this'll help things turn out for the best.
It's the way I live my life.
So true.
And always look on the bright side of life.
That's me.
Always
That's
look
it.
On
Some Mike comes into the studio every morning. You know, one day we should record it.
Bounces right. around the room.
Right.
Hey, fellas.
Hi, boys.
Great show today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody. I'm all right.
You're fine.
I'm sort of pleasant.
You're the great dad.
I'm sort of pleasant. But that was not what I was talking about. I was
right.
talking about Mrs. O'Mara
right.
and the fact that I'm very proud about her, and I have anus eyes, and that's what it is. I have no idea why.
That's okay.
Maybe it's because I watched one of those Hangover movies last night,
and,
which is the land of suck.
You didn't like it?
Well, no. I think that the original Hangover was... Here's my theory of the Hangover movies.
Yeah.
You know, this has become one of the franchises...
Like looking in a mirror?
In Hollywood. This has been one of the franchises, and everybody talks about, another Hangover movie, and that's the problem with Hollywood. And I watched the... Is it two? Where do they go to Thailand?
There's only been two.
Only two.
No, they just had a three.
But there's only two that he would see on TV, right?
Yeah. So the three's
so
not on video.
Two
yeah.
is in Thailand.
Right.
Or DVR.
And I'm watching this movie, and the premise... Very solid. You know, you got a very, and you've got an established bunch of actors. And then I looked at that, I said, man, this movie, Zach Galifianakis, I think, is one of the funniest people
on
the planet.
He truly is.
And it's just so squandered. It's all
badly used.
Yeah.
Well, you know, everyone will agree.
It was funny, but it could have been funny.
Everyone will agree the first one is Citizen Kane next to the second one.
Absolutely.
And the first one, am I the only one who kind of walked away from it saying, well, that was an agreeable way to spend 2 hours, but there should have been so much more.
Oh, because there was so much hype. That's why we got burned by the hype.
Here's the problem. I would maintain this. Ed Helms.
You think?
Ed Helms, not a funny man. A nerd man, but he's not a particularly funny guy.
I love the notion of the actual broken tooth.
Right. The whole idea of the broken tooth could have been done with any actor.
I suppose you're right. Well, any actor that agreed to do it.
Any actor. But then The Hangover 2.
What about Cooper? Like, how do you weigh in on Bradley Cooper?
I like Bradley Cooper as an actor. And he's a great actor.
I think he's a great...
And he's so pretty.
Well,
sexy
he's gorgeous.
Man.
But he's a great...
So sexy.
A great centerpiece for all the goofiness that goes on around him because he plays straight very well.
Yeah.
But still...
Straight.
As opposed to gay?
Yes, a flaming gay.
That's
Mike.
The way it works.
Yeah,
I don't know. So I watched that.
That's what I wish.
You know.
I wish the opening tape was in phase.
You know,
that's what I want.
I didn't see The Hangover 2 in theaters. I didn't go to the theater to see The Hangover 2.
It wasn't on Broadway.
And then when it came out into on cable, I would see a part of it. I go, I'm not going to log a whole time. So last night, I sit down, and the baby stops crying. The baby falls asleep. And I said, you know what? I'm going to give this movie... The whole day. I'm going to watch it from start to finish.
Excellent.
And I felt, you know, you feel like you've been cheated at the end of that movie.
They just cheated us.
Really? Because it's like, okay, where are the huge moments? It's got Paul Giamatti in it.
Right.
They got helicopter scenes. You got shoot 'em ups. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, where's the really bust ass funny? You know, I mean, really, they bring Mike Tyson out. Hardy har har, the same gag
Tired.
They did before.
I thought the action felt, in that movie, the action really felt shoehorned in.
Yes.
And it didn't
like they
add
had
anything.
The budget. They had to spend their money.
Precisely. And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was any good at all.
And then, you know, it frustrates me when even when you're at home, in the privacy of your own home, and you feel like you've wasted your time.
Oblivion.
Watching that. You know what? It was my choice.
I don't
choice.
Know what you were doing.
It was my choice because here's what I do. This is my little drill. This is how I decide what I'm going to watch. If there is a pay-per-view movie out out there,
mm-hmm.
and it's less than 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, mm-hmm. I will not watch it. Oblivion had 52%.
Yeah, but you know what?
It had 52%.
White House Down, I think, has 34%.
It has maybe like 27%.
Yeah, but well worth it.
Really?
A lot of guns, a lot of stabbings, a lot of explosions.
Yeah,
DC.
Good.
It's just, it makes me realize when you go through the litany of films out there, and last night in the Americasa, Tuesday night is movie night.
Right, of course.
It's movie night, and I wanted to sit down and enjoy something, and just please, am I the only one? Is it this summer or what? Outside of Breaking Bad, which apparently is living up to everything that
all
everybody wants it
yeah.
to be,
mm-hmm.
That the final season of Breaking Bad, which I will not see until you know I get through all the other ones, everybody I'm reading from Breaking Bad says it is absolutely the best. Everything else, all my go-tos are coming up woefully short this
Dexter?
Year.
What about Dexter?
Dexter, I kind of...
You were singing the praises last week.
Singing the praises, lost a little interest.
Really?
True Blood, lost a little interest. The Newsroom, lost a little interest. So
the Newsroom is all over the place.
The Newsroom's a little scattered.
Yeah.
A little frenetic and a little stupid.
You know what show I have really fallen in love with over the summer, and it's in reruns, it's coming back.
Honey Boo Boo?
No, The New Girl. The Zooey Deschanel show, not because of her,
I hate her,
but because of the cast surrounding her. There is one
that the one with the bangs in her eyes.
Yeah, but there's one
goofy look.
There's
goofy look.
One douchebag on that show that plays douchebags so well.
Really?
Yeah, it's like watching Oscar.
You have the most eclectic.
I'm not getting a Tesla before home.
Does your taste in shows? You sit down and watch a lot of your television with the entire extended family, don't you?
Sometimes, yeah.
You don't really do a lot of soloing,
I hate that
do
he
you?
Does that.
I
Who
do
does
too.
That?
Do you?
I do a little bit.
My dad would never watch
TV. I sequester
TV
myself. When I'm watching my TV, it's a personal experience.
You know who I'd watch TV with?
Who?
My brother and sister.
Yeah.
Well, that's a family experience.
No, but it wasn't fun. It was sitting there being, you know, it was my dad would be in his office. He'd never share that with us. My mom
Did
would be,
you want that?
I would have been nice. And my mom would be upstairs watching her stories.
Can you see little Oscar?
Yeah.
And I'd just be sitting there.
I do have a spreadsheet.
Watching the facts of life. Not even knowing what the facts of life were about, I was so little.
Wouldn't you like to come into the room and watch something with your dad? Everybody would.
Sure.
You feel the same way, but do you watch your shows, like the show you're describing, it just sounds like it's another one of these iCarly things.
No, it's not.
Watch.
It's not. As a matter of fact, it's...
Is it blue?
There is some blue.
Well, it's a primetime show.
But you would never sit down and watch Dexter with your family.
No, no.
Because, you know, it's got the nudity and
all
that.
Rob might get nightmares.
I've watched... what's the worst thing I've watched with the kids? Probably Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, really?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, but that's so old.
It's old, and you know what? It's violence. There's not a lot of sexual talk.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Great movie.
First of all, one of the great movies ever made. It's got Warren Beatty in it.
It's in color.
Haven't seen it.
It's got a young Faye, hot Faye Dunaway.
At her best.
It's got Gene Hackman, probably one of his first movies in there.
Also, when he was hot.
And, of course, you want to talk about Box, Estelle Parsons.
Yes.
Oh, baby!
Is that the one?
Top-notch trim.
Where they escape to Bolivia? Is that the one?
No, that's Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yes.
Isn't that where they go, Bolivia?
I believe, but that's why he would like that movie.
They take on the Bolivian army.
He would only like the sting if they ended up in Bolivia.
You know, you've never seen Bonnie and Clyde?
No, my parents never watched that as a child.
Oh, my God. Bonnie and Clyde.
He saw a different version.
You've seen The Exorcist, right?
Yes, I did do that, but at an American friend's house.
Animal House? Have you seen Animal
House?
Yes. Shawshank Redemption?
Of course.
You've seen that
one?
Okay. Oscar saw a version called Bonnie E. Clyde.
Bonnie and L. Clyde.
You know what, you know what? Who debuted in that movie? Gene Wilder's first movie is
That's
Bonnie
right.
and Clyde.
Oh, Lady in Red.
Mm-hmm.
Saw that.
There's a documentary.
Alone.
God,
you
are
mean.
Such a wild
Alone.
Card.
Alone. It was amazing.
Yeah, my dad brought a bootleg bag from like Ecuador. He was on some trip. And it's in Spanish, so this so you really don't know what I knew what was going on.
How
but
do
like,
you say the lady in red?
The lady in Rojo.
I just know when she stood over that vent, it moved.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, something strange happened in my body.
Who was the actress? I'm trying to think.
Kelly LeBrock.
Kelly LeBrock,
and
who
old.
Was married to Steven Seagal.
That's right. That's and
right.
then there's also a small role for Gilda Radner in that, and that's why Gene Wilder married Gilda Radner. They met on that movie.
And Gene Wilder was in Bonnie and Clyde before he got Willy Wonka.
Oh, way before. It was his first movie, that's Bonnie and Clyde.
In fact, I watched
movie.
A documentary on casting last mm-hmm. night and how these different people
Not plaster
are cast.
Casting.
No, not plaster casting. Stop it.
And Kelly LeBrock, another movie you could really get, you know, have some private time with is Weird Science.
Oh,
if you remember
yeah.
that movie.
Fantastic in Weird Science.
And my favorite line
but
from Weird Science.
But Weird Science, not as good a movie as Real Genius.
You're right.
With
Val
Kilmer.
Oh, look at you.
There you go.
But the reason.
I've watched that again.
And now we're dancing.
The reason that Weird Science is great is.
You're laborers. Labor. That's what you get for not having an education.
When the guy said.
Remember the guy. What was the name of the professor's show? Everything. My name is Professor So-and-so. This is everything. He's such an ass. Such a perfect ass in that
movie. When Anthony Michael Hall is in the bar and he's talking about the girl he can't date and the old man says, every damn night. One of my all-time favorites.
Well, anyway, I thought the Hangover movie sucked. I haven't seen three.
Yeah, well, don't waste your time.
Well, based on my time schedule, I'll see that in 2.5 years.
Okay, invite me over. I'll bring popcorn.
We will take a trip. We will come back, and when we come back, I want to talk to you about the best engineers I've ever worked with and also West Coast baseball. And Rob Spiewak's family goes to King's Dominion again.
Yes.
Something's wrong. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. 25 pounds. That's what I've lost on the weight loss program. I'm very happy about that.
Quarter century boy.
It requires a commitment, but I can personally tell you that if you're ready to make that commitment, Weight Not will take care of the rest. Hundreds of my listeners have lost thousands of pounds the safe and the fast way with Weight Not. They give you the real food, no prepackaged meal replacements, no prescriptions, no stimulants, and it's so much fun to get on that scale in the morning and see those kind of results and realize that you should have done it a long time ago. If you're somebody who has been hesitating to take that step, to make that commitment, I will tell you're going to get results within 2 or 3 days.
Oh, lickety-split.
Not exaggerating that at all. And I'm talking about significant results. Within a week's time, you're going to get the kind of results that are going to make you start feeling different and looking different immediately. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of results that people are not used to on weight loss programs. And those are the kind of results you're going to get on Weight Not. If you want to read the success stories, go to the Weight Not Facebook page to find out more. Visit weightnot.com. Plans start as low as $5 a day. And remember, they've got a great promotion that is running throughout the month of August. So you only have a few days left with this. They will give you up to $200 off if you're in the military, the government, or you're a teacher. That's just for the month of August, so be aware of that.
Get ready.
Weight Not, show us what you're made of, and we thank them in advance. I see a Facebook post, maybe this morning or maybe last night. Carrie is taking your kids to King's Dominion again?
And I spoke to her this morning, and you know what we've reached? We've reached critical mass.
Okay.
The kids have turned on each other.
Really?
The kids have turned on her. I think they're sick of being amused at the amusement park.
Yeah, I mean, you've ruined it for them.
Well,
yeah.
No, I didn't.
You've destroyed a theme park.
Why is it about me? About me.
Your family has destroyed the joy and the exclusivity.
Carrie's still having a good time.
And the specialness of going to... Isn't she burned on it?
She loves
it. How many times can you ride the ass coaster?
The thing, and that's new, Mike, for 2014.
The smell like ass coaster.
The ass coaster.
God almighty.
So when King's Dominion came up with their season pass, there was probably some numbers guy that said, okay.
Nobody's going to do it.
Yeah, we're going to offer the season pass. And on average.
They live up in Leesburg. They'll never take advantage of it this many
One and a half visits.
Maybe.
You know that's ultimately why they go.
Yeah, maybe one.
That's why Carrie goes.
One and a half. So we're really going to come out on top on the season pass. Let's look at the numbers. You're the guy, the outlier.
Yeah, I am.
The guy that messes up the numbers every year. I see the Spiewak family came 300 times.
And keep in mind, I've only been twice this year.
Times have they been?
I think this is their fifth or sixth time.
Wow.
Jesus. Yeah.
And some of those trips are two-day trips.
Have you heard of the library?
Baby animals. Mike.
Have you heard of the library?
That I think what we've got here, without getting overly psychological...
Hey, kids, we're going to King's Dominion, a great theme park. Okay, Dad.
Without getting overly psychological...
Right.
With Carrie so delighted with her current employment status, when she gets a couple days off, I think she's trying a little too hard to be the fun mom.
Oh, really?
And I think that's what's going on.
There's nothing wrong with
that. And you know what? Even a bad day at the theme park is probably still better than a fine day at home.
Okay. You've got a free day. You've got a free day in the middle of the week. You are the Spiewaks.
Tuesday is the best day to go to the theme
park. Take King's Dominion out of the equation. What can you do with your
children? And Five Guys.
And Five Guys.
And Costco and bowling.
Okay, fine. You know what we could do?
What?
We could go to the pool.
Go to the pool.
Sure.
That's what most kids do.
That's right.
Oh,
you go to the
go
community
to the pool.
Pool. Mom lays out and you just hang out. Yeah. But it's just King's Dominion again.
It is. And you know what? Carrie is feeling the regret this time.
Now explain that to me.
I think the bottom
How did
of
you
King's
react
Dominion,
to it? When did were you first of all were you part of the decision process at all?
No, never am.
This happened last on anything.
On anything.
On anything at all?
No, she
explain to me how the decision process came.
She has a few days off. She has today's Wednesday. Yes, she returns to work tomorrow. She's been off since Sunday.
Right.
And she's laid out a whole bunch of ideas.
She misses it, right?
Oh. You know what? It's not even worth getting into.
Maybe Carrie should be in charge of the show open.
Yeah. Really?
You know, when she gets back to work, though,
maybe she could run you over with an electric car.
The fall is like, you know, you got Halloween, and then it's the Christmas season.
Yes, it really is. And you know it'll be great? Black Friday.
It's not racial.
She is contractually prohibited from enjoying her holiday.
Did you, when you heard, say, when was the decision made? Last night?
It was up in the air as early as Sunday as to whether or not, and you know what? Other names were bandied about. Bush right. Gardens was mentioned. Hershey Park was mentioned.
God,
lots
Hershey
of
Park.
Things were mentioned.
You know, I mean, your kids are very sweet kids, but, you know, it just seems to me, you know, do they really need that much stimulation?
I mean, I said, you know what? I think they'd probably be fine if you stayed here. But you do what you want, honey.
Don't they go to school next week?
I don't know.
Come on. Don't your kids start school Monday?
The day after Labor Day.
Tuesday, the day after Labor Day?
After Labor Day, yeah.
So they're going to be the kids that are going to have their heads on their desks going, you know.
Yeah, with lacking kinda, all sort of schedule.
You got to ramp. I remember when it was school year, we would kind of ramp up.
You got to ramp up. You're absolutely right.
You've gotten all the supplies.
Oh, yeah. Everything is ready to go. We got
all the readings. Do they have to do any summer reading?
No, they don't do that. Robert's teacher was such a disaster this year. She was so flippin' lazy.
You don't have a summer reading list?
There was no summer reading list.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty amazing because you're talking about Julia is in what grade?
She's going into seventh.
Seventh grade? Yep. No summer reading at all.
I used to get murdered by summer reading.
Yeah.
Well, because you're just not very good at it because there was too much of it?
I can read, a-hole. Just not aloud. But to myself, in my mind, I'm perfect.
Of course you are. So a lot of things were bandied about. The kids lacked some enthusiasm. One thing that was working against us is that Robert was home from camp on Saturday.
Right.
And when a kid...
God, the season of... your children, I'm going to sit them both down and look at them and say, do you know what your parents do for you and how incredible a summer they've
had?
And
you know what
they'll
say? Dad! The three-syllable dad word.
And I love your kids.
Yeah.
And there are two sweeter kids you are not going to, and I don't use this term, because this is not I am not welcome here, nor do I want to go here. But do you think, in your mind, because I know the way your brain works,
right?
Do you think that word just a little spoiled might be... might come into play because of this many trips. I mean, right after he goes great camp.
Why are you saying little? They're spoiled rotten.
But they don't act like it.
They don't, but Carrie
but are they,
is...
Are they spoiled rotten? Like with it? Are they going to be like, you know, like coming home tonight?
No,
just see them being like, meh, meh, meh.
They're going to be worn out, but tomorrow they'll be reset and they'll be fine. And you know what? They're spoiled, but not in a way that's going to make them less pleasing to other people.
Yeah, but are they really spoiled? King's Dominion 5 times.
That's true.
You're saying it's
not
a good poll because the family has the season pass.
I mean, let's do
you know
this.
What, Mike, it ain't Disney.
I remember. You know what? No, but my memory of we had Riverside Park. And Riverside Park was the... Now, it was. Now it's like a Six Flags.
That's right. I remember the broken glass wading pool.
No, it was Agawam, Massachusetts. Mr. Reardon and Dan Reardon.
Yes.
And we went up to... and they had... Okay, what's it called, Rob, where you get in and it's a sphere and they strap you in.
You get sucked against the wall.
And you get pressed up against the wall.
The time shaft.
The time shaft?
That's the
Well, whatever the time shaft was, I think it might have been called the roundup.
It might have been called Make Mike Puke.
Well, I got into Mr. Reardon's car.
Oh, no, you did?
And I'd had a raspberry snow cone right before I went on the roundup, and that was the last ride of the day. And we got to Route 91, and I was like... Mr. Reardon, I think there's a chance of...
you pulled a Jabril.
Right in the back, right in the back of his car.
Pulled him a double J.
Yeah.
But I remember Riverside Park, which was closer to my house in Connecticut than King's Dominion is to the Speewax.
Right.
And it was a huge deal.
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
It was
King's Dominion was
deal.
A huge deal. If we went to King's Dominion, I probably went my entire childhood, I would say 3 times. And when my dad would take us.
Right.
And then he would sit
and do office work while you were on the rides?
No, he would read the Washington Post. But he took us.
He is the man on the bench.
Don't hurt yourself.
Stay
out of the fountain.
Push the button and turn the wheel.
Make sure you stay out of the fountain.
He used to call us matacambio.
Right.
What is that?
Which is, he'd give us like money to go buy things, but we'd never give him the change. So matacambio means change killer.
Is so great.
We would be
matacambio. There they are, my matacambio kids.
My little change killers, because we never give them change.
Yeah, and that's when he demanded the expense report and the receipts,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Robert, Julia, this is Uncle Mike. He's talking right now. You should appreciate Mommy and Daddy. for taking you to King's Dominion 600 times this summer.
That's right. That's where the college money is, kids.
There you go. Enjoy yourself. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show as you enjoy Chicago. I want to share some people's correspondence.
Oh, cool.
When it comes to Amazon, this segment of the program brought to you by Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Amazon is the one place to go for everything you need, and you know how much it helps the show.
The best.
Scott Hansen writes, our latest Amazon purchase, our son's textbooks for the University of Mary Washington.
Hey!
And a complete set of luggage that I'm wearing under my eyes right now.
It's Mike's future son-in-law.
Bob Gould, I bought all my kids back-to-school supplies via the TMOS Amazon page. Also got some plastic filament for my 3D printer, along with a replacement cigar lighter. TSA, sons of bitches, confiscated my check bag.
I think that's the guy that got us into the Hofbrau House in Pittsburgh, Bob Gould.
Bob Gould.
Yeah, good guy, good guy.
You might know this lady, Rob.
Oh.
Barbara Bannon Moody.
Hey, Barb and Chuck Moody!
Barb Moody ordered a portable karaoke machine and two karaoke CDs as a birthday gift for her stepmother, who's turning 80 next weekend.
Oh, my God, that is going to be great. I hope she brings the Jell-O salad.
I hope I hope the stepmother's not listening.
No.
Anyway.
I hope the stepmother can't hear.
She loves to sing, though. Also ordered
like a bird.
All of my son's textbooks for his fall semester classes at UVA. Way to go, Barb, with a son at UVA.
Hey, I wonder what the son's name is. Maybe it's Chuck Jr.?
Brent.
Brent Moody?
Brent, Barb, and Chuck Moody. Anyway. Molly Watson Warner, she writes, hi, Mike. I used your Amazon page to buy a coffin purse.
What?
Yes, it's a purse in the shape of a coffin. Halloween is quickly approaching. Have yourself a damn fine evening, Molly Warner. Oh, the show rocks as great as ever, and I thank you and the guys for that. Great job, boys. Thank you, Molly.
Nice.
Patrick Sullivan says, I bought some beard and mustache wax through your Amazon tab.
You know, is there anything grosser?
Your Amazon tab.
Is there anything grosser than the notion of mustache wax?
Well, not when it comes to Patrick Sullivan.
Well, I hope he has a wonderful handlebar look.
And Chad Bewley writes, not unusual purchases, but bought both a Kindle Fire and a laptop using the Amazon link this week. Have a nice weekend, sir. Thank
you,
Chad.
Awesome.
We're talking about Amazon. Blow off the big crowded box stores. Have a drink and do your shopping at home. Just click Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com and bookmark it. And we thank you very much. It is the number one way to support the show. I wanted to talk to you guys about this. This is not necessarily good radio, but you have to. I'm going to see if I can Google it and get the pictures up. Somebody sent me this, and it's face swapping kids and dolls. Have you seen it yet?
I have not.
It is without question one of the creepiest things I've ever seen online.
Is it a toy?
I'm going to put it in there now. Face
because you know
swapping.
I have a few things that really flip me out. Most notably bats.
Right.
But something that I really can't deal with.
Here we go.
Are wax museums and images of people made to look real.
Here it is. Here
Oh my god!
Here it is. Right.
How do they do that?
Take a
look.
That's
a Photoshop,
at that.
Right?
Yeah, it's one. I think it's an.
No,
app.
it's the movie of Face Off. It's surgery.
Hey, anything's possible.
It is so disturbing. And I guess what they do is it an app? I'm not sure. And it was on BuzzFeed. That's where I saw it.
Oh, my God. This is so horrible.
And they take the kids. Here's another one. This is a really good one.
Do kids still play with dolls?
Yes.
You know, Robert plays with action figures all the time. It's the only toy he's
still like. My God.
Look at that. Isn't that great?
Yeah, this is great.
Check it out.
It's really creepy, though.
Face swapping. And they put the doll's face on the child, and then the child puts their face. And I think it's an app. It's got to be an app out there.
You know what? I would like to
make
a request.
Have fun. Abuse your friends.
Something similar to this. Has anyone done it where they've swapped your face and your son's face?
No. Is that creepy also?
I would like to see that. There's that great picture of the two of you. I'd like to see it swapped out.
It's very disturbing as
well. Photoshop request.
Nah. So,
check it out. Yeah. I want to send a shout out to Rob and Oscar. We have been doing some engineering, getting ready next week. Of course, I will be coming to you for a few days from up in the great Pine Tree State, up in the state of Maine. I thought the Pine Tree State was Ohio. No, it's the Pine Tree. Maine is two. It's the Pine Tree State, and it's also vacation land. Why are you laughing?
Is that really their...
Why are you laughing?
Is that their Convention and Visitors Bureau motto, Vacation Land?
Vacation Land.
Sounds very 1940s.
Well, that's probably when it was coined.
Or Butterfield.
And I'm going up there, going to leave on Friday.
The results have been incredible.
It's Vacation Land. My name is Brian Butterfield's Vacation Land. You, too, could go up there. It's It's not King's Dominion.
Tell me about it. I've been to both places, Mike. Ask me what I prefer.
So we're heading up there, and you boys have been training yourself how to be engineers.
Can I show you something really cool? We don't have to do anything with it. I just want to show you
something. Do we have our phone line installed?
Yeah.
All right, let me see.
No. He's got to dial.
Oh, you have to dial?
I have to do the dialing, yeah.
Hold on. Let me write down. This is the way we're going to do it now.
All right.
All right, it's I said it was
one
be
or
Tommy
two ways,
Young.
People. One or two ways.
This is going to be great.
Yes.
All right, I said we were going to call Tom, but I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Because I really don't want him to be our first. So.
Do you want to call Todd?
Yeah, there you go. Let's do this. We can do that afterwards. We'll call all of our friends. There we go. This is going to be.
You know, Todd almost.
Now it sounds, Rob. It sounds. You had it for a while. I did, and now my voice sounds a little hinky.
Well, we'll fix it.
So you
got to
play
it.
With it.
Yeah.
All right. So Rob's going to dial out here, and you can mask the dialing, which is good. This is exciting.
He's going to mess it up.
It's the debut of our new phone line.
I didn't know this was going to happen today.
Okay. Well, you installed it, and it sounds good.
New news.
It's on the board.
New news.
It says.
Right. Is it going to actually ring?
Should be.
Well, don't you have to pull up? Good to go.
Fader's
yeah,
up.
Here's the big, this is the I can tell you there is a as
the number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try your call again.
Oh.
Is that your handwriting is a delight. Are those zeros?
Yes.
Is that a five?
Yes.
That's the number I dialed.
Okay.
It's not in service.
It is. Yes, it is in service.
It does look like you wrote that with your foot.
he's
going to dial. Oh, Ma Bell.
Old DJ.
Just coming over here. All right.
Hold on. You don't have a
dial. Okay, now he's gone.
Okay, go.
Oh, he knows it by heart.
Well, of course.
Yeah, we should part and let the tones go over there because people can pick up those tones, as you know. Oh, here we go.
Okay, it's dialed now.
There we go.
Here we go. It's what I dialed.
Remember, you got to tell them they're on air.
It's the internet.
Hello?
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Oh, hey.
Hey, how are you? How does it sound?
It sounds really good. I just didn't know who, what, okay. This is your new number,
This is the new number we're dialing out on right now.
And who is this on the cash call line?
Who are we talking to?
This is Carla O'Mara.
Hey, Carla, you're the big winner.
Checking in from the big Kmart.
All right, I'm
that's awesome.
All right, I'm changing something.
Yes.
How much cord do we have on that phone?
You mean the phone or the handset?
The handset.
The handset will probably reach you.
No, the phone itself, like the dialing part.
Yeah, I'll take care of that, Rob. You take care of
it. I want to play with it. So, honey, how's everything going with the baby? I was giving you compliments that you're doing very well with the Bambino.
Thank you. I'm just worried about his face right now because it's got a little acne on it. It feels dry.
But he's got baby acne.
It's clearing up.
He's been eating chocolate.
French fries.
A lot of French fries and chocolate. And everything else is going well?
Yeah, other than Tom Gavin.
Now, did Tom ever give you his phone number?
No, but he... Facebook me today, private messaged me and asked me to get the phone number so he can call in, and I said that I would.
All right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to send a message to Tom and reply to one of his messages and tell him that you can't give him the number, but for him to give you his number, and we will call Tom on the show.
Okay, do you want me to do that now?
You can do that right now. I don't know if he would be quick
is
enough to get
you?
Back to you. No, he's not with her.
Oh, that's funny that you asked that, Rob.
Thank you.
Because he wanted to know where I was at today. I said I'm busy.
Not long
enough. Oh, maybe perhaps for lunch.
I just realized. So we installed the phone. My question is, on your side, how does it sound? Does it sound nice and clear?
It sounds really great, and I love that I can hear you talking. Rob talking, Oscar talking.
Yeah, because we used to do it, you know, whenever there'd be a reason to call you, there would always be that, handheld crap that we would have to do, and it would be a horrible experience.
It really would, because you guys are laughing. I wouldn't hear what Rob or Oscar was saying. So.
Okay, you know what?
Well, if we were laughing, it was something I said.
Yeah, of course.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? We're going to play the game. We all get to call our friends now, so we're going to hang up, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I love you, sweetie.
Okay, love
you too.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
Carla.
Okay. Bye.
All right, let's try this top one, Rob, and let's see how we do with that top one.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on. Home or mobile?
The top one.
Okay. Well,
that would be mobile.
All right, I'm with you.
That's why I said it's the top one.
Why don't you just give him the phone? He won't be able to see that.
No, just.
Do you want me to dial? Oh, Rob can't do it. It's too much for him. It's too much for him.
What's the matter? I didn't say that he did.
It's really not too much for me.
No, but I'd like to have it.
It's because we have this.
We
have this phone from Bolivian Bell over here that can't hang up.
Oscar's dialing right now. And
you know what? He shares a trait with my wife.
What's that?
Well, not, besides physical beauty, it is he loves when I mess up. He's right. Having such a great day today.
Now, I don't know if she's going to answer,
hang
but
up
we're gonna...
and try your call again.
Oh, it's too much for him! It's too much for him!
What is the deal with dialing? You have to put a one in front. Did you put a one in front of it? You put a goddamn one in front of it if it's the area code outside.
What he did.
Pony, I set this whole bit up because I wanted to talk about how skilled these guys are.
You made a mistake.
They installed the entire phone, and neither one of the MFers can even dial properly.
What he did is he put a one in front of it.
All right.
Oh, it's ringing.
I don't know if she's going to answer or not. Yeah. I hope she does. This is a nice test. I want to see if she's waiting for the O'Mara family. She's got anything special planned for the week next week.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. Perhaps a parade.
She's not going to answer.
Why not?
You have reached the cell phone.
All right. That's enough. We can't do that.
All right.
Who do you want? Do you want to call Todd? All right, call Todd. Let's call Todd. We'll do that right now.
Don't forget the wand.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and the podcast is trying out our brand new phone line.
This is exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. But it is going to give us the ability to have more guests online that
interviews?
We can talk to.
Yeah,
because
wonderful.
It's been a bit of a challenge, and we hate the Skype as far as doing just random interviews. If we're going to do Skype, we like it to be a more elaborate process.
Lock in.
So that's it. Like, as much as I'm going to freak everybody out, I really, the technology of Skype, sorry to alert you, sometimes it has its limitations.
Well, it's designed for not doing that.
The old traditional phone line run through an audio board is the best way to do this. Calling Todd Moore right now.
Tomo.
All right, I'm going to do, this will be our first prank call that we're going to use.
Excellent. He might be in a board meeting.
Right.
It's no chance.
Hello.
Is he Mr. Ted Moore, please?
Speaking.
Yes, this is Yuri Mukhnarepov, and I'm calling from Tesla Motor Company. Hello?
Hi, Mike.
He's too smart.
Hey, Todd, we're trying out our new phone line that's running through the board. How does it sound?
German-like.
German.
Okay, take the accent out of it, Tomo. Right. How's the quality? How's the fidelity?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Now, Rob's actually got a balance between the phone line and, you know, I know this is real inside engineering stuff, mm-hmm. but it's exciting for me because we're trying our little new toy. And look, we are a little tiny engine that's chugging along.
Right.
And when we get something new, we are very excited. And prior to this, in order for us to spontaneously make phone calls on the show, we would have to hold up my iPhone to the phone. And
exactly.
It was a really bass-ackwards way to do it. So
finally, we can hear Officer Meg crystal clear. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wow.
And she sends her very best to you. Would you like to send your very best to her?
Yes, I would, of course.
And now, are you in a work environment where you have to be extra super duper quiet?
No, he's been sick.
No, just Katie here. We're just working.
And, working with Katie.
Oh, how's Katie doing?
She's on speaker, so she can hear how great this is.
Okay, let's talk to girl.
Oh, that's good. We won't be able to hear her.
Good
night. Dear? Oh, isn't that sweet?
Hi, girl. How are you? Good. What's going on over there at Tomo International?
Nothing.
All right.
Are you guys healthy yet? Because apparently they had the plague go through there.
Did they both get sick?
We're having a meeting on how we're going to make money.
All right, that's important. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Todd, do you want to share with everybody that you almost died 2 days ago?
Oh, yeah, sure. I almost died 2 days ago.
He left his gas on for 2 days in his home since he was sick with the flu. He didn't
read
leave.
This. He had the stove was on, right?
Yeah, bad news.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I want to talk to Katie. Can you hear me, Todd? Does it sound like I have a high voice?
Is this Charlie?
No, this is not Charlie. Put Katie on the phone.
Yeah, take it off speaker and
put Katie on the phone, a-hole.
Put her on the handset.
Yeah, speaker speaker blows.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Did you have a good time? Did you have a good time at karaoke the other night?
I did.
That's good. What was your favorite part? What was your favorite part?
Not going up in stakes.
Okay, what happened? Did somebody drop the phone?
You know what? Can we have a degree, a modicum? Did you just drop the phone?
I did.
Can we have a modicum of professionalism just a little bit?
Really?
You're running 40 different levels. I understand that. But then it's like...
And you know what's great?
What?
You're talking into a thing that makes you sound like a munchkin and demanding professionalism. Just a modicum.
All right. We're getting off the phone, guys, because I have to talk to everybody here.
Okay. Bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So you and Oscar do a wonderful job of installing this and getting like lines equalized. Rob is splicing lines together to make sure that everything
himself.
Is super, and he's shocking himself.
No electrocution yesterday at all.
And then, you know, and then we get down to the ultimate weak link, which I think we've established right now. We need to have easily accessible keyboard so we're not jerry-rigging.
Well, what we have here is Mama Santana's X phone.
Right.
Yes. And while it works okay for the test, it's not ideal. Mm-hmm. It's not ideal. And I'll tell you one reason why it's not ideal, yes. Oscar, is watch what happens. I have the fader open. Now, what happens if we bump the table?
Oh.
It's not got a solid hang-up mechanism.
Okay, and your last chance. It's your you're the last person. We get to call somebody
of
your choice.
See how weird he sounds now?
Right.
Why does he sound so weird? You didn't sound like that 2 days ago.
I know.
Right?
I know. I'm very actually happy with the way it sounds, but Rob, your choice. Who do you want to call?
I don't want to call anybody.
Come on, Rob.
I don't.
Come on. Don't be so depressed because you dropped the phone.
All right. And you ruined the opening of the show.
Let's call my dad. Let's see if my father answers.
HBS.
Let's see if he answers.
Okay, that's very, very exciting. We're
if
not going to call.
Downtown.
Is Mrs. Spiewak at work today?
Mrs. Spiewak's at King's Dominion.
Let's call Mrs. Spiewak at King's
She's
Dominion.
She's on a ride. What are the odds she answers?
Yeah, she might not. Who are we calling first, HBS or Mrs. Spiewak?
We'll call Mrs. Spiewak because that's what you want.
Why you have to say it so depressed?
Yeah, don't feel beat down. It's going to be fun.
We all have
I love
the new phone, boys. I'm the whole purpose of this bit is to say you've done a great job. Both of you wiring. You're not engineers. You're not broadcasters.
No, barely broadcasters.
I think she's on the Assinator right now. Or
no, right now she's on a new ride. It's called the Mood Swing.
Oh, okay. All right, let's call your father.
All right, call my dad then.
This is why phones destroy a radio show.
Well, luckily we don't have six lines.
We don't get through. Hey, we're doing it one way. We're calling out.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
And when we have guests, it'll be great.
That's the way it goes, baby.
Great. Calling Grandpa Bob. Morty Bob Spiewak.
HBS. Do you think he'll answer?
He won't know the number, so he might not.
Oh, really? He's protective that way.
You got his voice.
Can I leave a message?
Yeah, you can leave a message.
So leave me a message. Okay. Text your number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Does he have human resources at his new place of employment?
Probably.
Yeah, Bob, this is Roy Seldon. We need you to pop over to HR if you can later on this afternoon. We're checking some spreadsheets, and I think you're probably the only guy that can answer the problems that we have. There seem to be a couple of issues that we're going to need to go over with you. I know you're new to the operation, but I hope it's not too much of an inconvenience. And we're wondering if you could stop by the office at around 8:30 tonight. Now, that's your son that's laughing in the background, and he just blew the bit. He just blew the bit out of the water. HBS, and we want to ask you also a couple of questions about your browser history. A couple of discrepancies that we found on here, and while they're lovely young women, we're not really sure they're work appropriate. Have a good day, Bob. Take care. So long. All right. Should we call... All right, hold on.
I was going to have you ask him about his browser history and who exactly is 9 inches on the Eastern Shore.
What's that?
That would be his chat room.
9 inches on the Eastern
That's
Shore.
That's his chat room handle?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. I made it up.
Yeah, oh, incidentally, Horny Bob Spiewak, do you go by the name of Carlos Danger? we're very, very, all right, let me see. I forgot my mom's. Can we call your mom?
My mom's at work.
Oh, she's at work. Yeah. Everybody's working.
Yeah,
okay. We're radio people. We don't have a lot of friends.
No, we don't. No.
Pony, is there anybody you would like to call?
I mean, you can call my mom if you want.
Is that it?
That's pretty much all I...
How limited are we?
You know
How
what?
Pathetic Very... are we?
That's Pony, would you like us to call Philip Morris?
All right, so that's our new phone. Isn't that exciting?
Hey, Oscar, it wouldn't happen without you.
It's coming
you.
Along now. It's all you.
Great job on the engineering, boys.
Thank you.
And we're going to make some improvements on that. It'll be even better. But right now, I'm pretty damn happy with the way it
Decent
sounds.
Start.
Hey, what's not to like?
That's right. We'll take a break. It's news you may not need right here on the Michael Mara Show. Right
this is from the leprous faces.
Did you expect that I was going to do that on the program
today? I had
today?
No idea. What a delight.
Fun. Well, I know you guys were working on it all week, and then we finally got it kind of tweaked yesterday.
I thought we would just do the dial tone and as a teaser.
I'd like to have that phone right here.
Mm-hmm. And you know what would happen all the time if it was right there? This.
No. You're the one that dropped the whole receiver.
No. I'm not saying I didn't do that. What I'm saying is that if you bump this thing, it engages.
Well, get buy a phone, Rob. Go buy a phone.
Okay.
That'll
be good.
Yeah. I got that from my parents.
You guys are making me laugh today.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Brien
Show. I mean,
we
bought two free phones, and clearly they're not going to work.
This segment of the program, and incidentally, can we turn the phone off now?
Yes.
Thank you. This segment of the program is brought to you by Vistaprint. Here is a great idea to show off your personality or your business identity. They're back. We're talking about Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint is a small business's best friend, and you can easily design your own iPhone case just like the one Rob has to get your business noticed. Tomorrow I'll bring in Carla. She's got a great one herself, and it's got the Mike O'Mara Show logo on it as well. And right now, just $14.99. That's where they start at. And my listeners can get 25% off all iPhone cases.
Yes.
When you go to Vistaprint.com/TMOS. If you spend $30 or more, the shipping is absolutely free.
And if you're like me and you drop the phone, it's protected.
It's fantastic.
I realized that I finally was looking for a good analogy about Rob and I's engineering skills as a team.
Right.
We're Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
But you did it. And you know, it's not what you do. And I'm proud of what you guys did.
Yeah. For some reason, I wanted to be crisper, you know, and we'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
Yeah, we will. It'll just cost a lot of money.
It took a while. You had to make a couple of trips to the Radio Shack, but
yes,
I think we're all set.
Yeah, I had to shock my tongue.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy you iPhone cases for that.
I'd like that.
You're the best.
Thank you. It's a great
way
to...
How about an iPhone case that says, I want to do my own dialing?
It does. It's a way to impress clients. To get your name out there, the possibilities are endless, from family photos to business logos. They're easy to create, and they will get you noticed. Please support our friends at Vistaprint. 25% off all personalized iPhone cases and free shipping with purchases over $30 or more. Just remember to go to Vistaprint.com/TMOS. And remember, most everything a small business needs for printing is available at Vistaprint.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, The Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
This is the big story of the day, ladies and gentlemen, and a story that may change the world in which we live, and I'm not saying that lightly. Syrian anti-government activists accused the regime of carrying out a toxic gas attack that killed at least 100 people. They're saying now near 1,000, including many children, during intense artillery and rocket barrages. That was Wednesday, today, on the eastern side of Damascus, part of a fierce government offensive in the area. Now, if this proves to be true, this is going to change the way the United States is going to look at the area. This could mean military intervention, but they're saying that they believe now that the surface-to-air missiles that they were using were tipped with chemical weapons. And if they're doing
horrifying
this,
images this morning. Did you hear what they described the symptoms before death? They said that there was women and children, their pupils would constrict, they would foam at the mouth, and then they would die.
It's terrifying if they're doing this. If that regime is doing this, that changes the game plan. They will get support from the I'll support our government for getting involved.
Sure.
The attack coincided with a visit by 20 members of a UN chemical weapons team to Syria. This is the weird part about it.
Yeah.
To investigate three sites where chemical weapons allegedly occurred, whether the attacks occurred over the past year. So you've got a team from the UN that's in country looking at all these chemical weapons.
The only thing that occurred to me is this their way of thumbing their nose at the UN?
I have no idea.
I mean, I don't try to think like them or pretend to know how, but that's the only rationale I could come up with.
A lot of moving parts and very hard to get this through my head when you see the images.
Oh, yeah.
There are some images coming out. As Rob mentioned, they show the pale, lifeless bodies of children lined up on floors of makeshift hospitals, others with oxygen masks on their faces as they were attended to by paramedics. There was no visible blood or wounds on their skin.
That's right.
So we'll keep you advised about this one. This is going to be a huge story today. With a motive that is both chilling and simple, to break up the boredom of an Oklahoma summer, three teenagers randomly targeted an Australian collegiate baseball player, who was attending school in the U.S. and killed him for fun.
I saw this headline yesterday, my first reaction is I looked to see if it was something from The Onion.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so ridiculous.
Right.
It is so off the charts, I couldn't believe it was real.
Prosecutor Jason Hicks called the boys thugs as he described how Christopher Lane, he's 22, he's from Melbourne, he was shot once in the back and died along a tree-lined road in Duncan's well-to-do north side. He said the three teens from the grittier part of town chose Lane at random, and that one of the boys thinks it's all a joke. Hicks charged Chauncey, I should say, C-H-A-N-C-E-Y. Chauncey Allen Luna, 16. James Francis Edwards, 15, of Duncan with first-degree murder under Oklahoma law. They'll be tried as adults. Michael Dwayne Jones, he's 17, also of Duncan, was charged with using a vehicle in the discharge of a weapon and with accessory to first-degree murder after the fact. He's considered a youthful offender, but he will be tried as an adult. And if this is true, I hope they rot. I really do. It's a terrible story. More than 3 years after his arrest in Iraq, Army PFC Bradley Manning is set to learn the price he'll pay for leaking an unprecedented volume of classified information to once obscure anti-security websites. Manning's sentencing's Wednesday in a military courtroom at Fort Meade near Baltimore caps a 12-week trial and much longer legal battle over the former intelligence analyst's intentions when he reached out to WikiLeaks. So he's probably going to go away for a very long time. Facebook wants to get more of the world's 7 billion people online through a partnership with Samsung, Nokia, and other large mobile technology companies. Facebook Inc. announced a partnership called Internet.org on Wednesday. The company says its goal is to make internet access available to 2/3 of the world who are not yet connected.
Wow.
So, Trip Affleck, very excited about this.
The other 1/3 of the world, Leesburg, Virginia.
There you go. By reducing the cost and amount of data required for most apps and enabling new business models, Internet.org is focused on enabling the next 4 billion people to come online.
Wow.
And we're going to do a new initiative at the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's yes.
MikeOMaraShow.org.
Per beautiful. No.
For 4 billion new listeners.
That's all we need.
Facebook is excited about this. The group plans to include developing cheaper smartphones and using mobile data more efficiently to get the job done.
So many more people to poke.
Because it's so cotton-picking valuable. That's the way it goes. Quick-thinking good Samaritans, including a union plumber and celebrity doctor, helped save the life of a British tourist whose leg was severed by a runaway taxi in Midtown Manhattan. There is nothing funny about this story, Rob.
You're right, Mike.
The 23-year-old victim, C.N. Green, was struck in Rockefeller Center on Tuesday. It's a nice part of town. David Justino fashioned a tourniquet with his plumber's belt for the Green's leg, which I guess had been horribly damaged. He used a dog leash for the other injured leg.
Wow.
TV's Dr. Oz.
He's an ass.
He's a good Samaritan.
Yeah, okay.
He sprung to action.
He sprung to action by what? Letting the plumber do all the medical work?
He was walking in the area.
Hello, I'm walking.
He rushed over when he heard the accident.
And he says, how's your diet?
He credited Justino for saving the woman's life. Dr. Oz then gave the woman some tips on burning fat and keeping her skin looking young. No. I'm sorry. There he goes.
There he is. I want to tell you.
He's got, you know what about Dr. Oz?
What's that?
Big face.
Big face. And that, you know, listen, I don't begrudge anybody an accent. An accent is fine.
Yeah.
But there's something about his that I can't pinpoint it.
You don't trust?
He's trying so desperately to cover it up.
Because you know why? He's from Mars.
A high school math class at Queensbury High School in Queensbury, New York, has figured out that double stuff Oreos don't actually have double the stuff of regular Oreos.
What?
False advertising.
Oh, I want a refund.
32-year-old Dan Anderson is their math teacher, and he decided to do the experiment to show his students a way to use math in the real world.
Do you think Dan Anderson is a larger man? Do you think he could benefit from the $200 teacher discount at Wayne?
I'll do anything for food.
What we're going to do today, kids, got a great experiment for
everybody.
You.
Bring in cookies.
Here's what he did. Yeah, leave them here.
Put them on the desk.
Yeah.
This is the control group.
He had the students weigh the different types of Oreos, then adjust for the weight of the wafers to figure out the weight of the cream filling.
What we need to do now is the wafer adjustment coefficient.
And I'll do anything for food.
Welcome to Queensbury High. I'm Dan Anderson.
I got to find out now. Got to find out if he's a big guy.
Oh, I think you know.
After the experiment, the double stuffed Oreos only had 1.86 times the filling of regular Oreos.
So it's not doppel.
Not 2 times the filling.
I want a refund.
Although Mega Oreos had 2.68 times the cream filling of regular Oreos. So the mega ones. Yes, Pony Boy.
I saw him on the news. He is a big guy.
Yes!
Yes!
Yeah!
That is awesome.
Of course, to Pony Boy, anybody's fat.
That's true.
A spokeswoman for Nabisco shot down the experiment, though. Quote, I'm not familiar with what was done in the classroom setting, but I can confirm for you that our double stuffed cookie has double the cream filling of our original Oreo cookie. Well, no, it doesn't, Mr. Nabisco ass.
Yeah, and from now on, I'm going to call them what they really are, the National Biscuit Company.
There you go. And now a little something something. Earlier this month, a woman in Guangzhou, China, named A. Jin, was having a problem. She worked at a spice shop and had a thing for her boss, but he didn't seem to have the same feelings for her.
Okay.
A Ghostbuster named Huang Jingjun. I'm sorry, I mispronounced
that.
Are you
sure it's not Peter Venkman?
It's Huang Jianjun.
Yeah, don't make the same mistake again.
He heard about her situation and contacting her. He contacted her. He told her the problem was ghosts in her lady parts.
Vagina.
Fortunately, he had a ghost-busting solution.
Yeah.
He was able to convince Jin that he could remove the ghosts by catching them with his junk.
Oh, God.
So
That is one talented penis.
They had a... what they did was they had sex to exorcise the ghosts, and she paid $3,279 for the privilege. The next day, Jin's boss still wasn't attracted to her, and then she realized she'd been scammed.
I guess so.
She called the cops. They arrested Huang.
Hey, Huang. You know, it's a parking lot.
I'm just reading it. But he's standing by his ghost-busting technique and even told the cops he was a virgin who had sacrificed his virginity to help her. And now he is the proud owner of a very scary penis. That's it. We got to take a break. We'll come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault right after this. Scatty peanut.
Slimer.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment of the program brought to you by Encore.
Yay!
Insurance Services, LLC. The people who bring you this show every single weeknight on 102.9 WTNT. If you would like a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They will do all the work for you. Encore will compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Be sure to thank them for sponsoring TMOS. Encore Insurance Services at smartterm.com. Without further ado, let's open the audio vault for today, Wednesday, August 21, 2013.
I was tickled to death that you brought up The Hangover because there is two things in the audio vault that refer back to The Hangover.
Okay.
Today. First thing is they're doing promos for Sunday Night Football on NBC where people who are auditioning to sing the theme song. I think this year, is it Miranda Lambert this year that's singing it?
I know.
It's a country singer.
It's
Carrie Underwood. Underwood. And so instead of
that. Loretta Lynn. It's the corpse of Tammy Wynette.
Oh, it's the late Patsy Cline?
Right, it's Patsy Cline.
What they did is they got...
It's Kitty Wells. I'm pulling them all
you
out
win.
Right now. It's Tanya Tucker.
Oh, she was such a bitch. I don't know.
Tanya Tucker.
Do you know Ken Jeong? He was the Chinese guy in The Hangover.
Yes.
He's also in the show Community.
Mr. Chow.
Yeah, here he is doing his audition for the theme of Sunday Night Football.
I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. Get on your feet! For a star-spangled fight! The stars are around, it's the game to see. Cause the NFL rocks on NBC.
Mr. Chow.
Mr. Chow.
The only thing that was funny in the Hangover 2 was when the little monkey thinks that they see Mr. Chow's junk coming through the blanket and they thought it was a shiitake mushroom. That to me was, and it's actually Mr. Chow.
Oh, now, another guy who was in both Hangover movies, Mike Tyson.
Yes.
And they had him on Fox Sports this week playing a great old video game. Do you remember?
Is there a tie-in to the Hangover and the you know the whole promotion for Sunday Night Football?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, he's also on Community.
Okay.
He's also on Community. That's the NBC tie-in. Mm-hmm. Mike Tyson, they got him to play the great old game, Punch-Out.
Oh, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Yeah, but the arcade game I loved. I never played it on Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, here he is playing it. He's going to lose to Glass Joe.
First guy up.
Look at your side.
And I thought, you know what, this is very charming to listen to him play his own video game. But the problem is what I remember is the sound of the game Punch-Out.
Yes.
And they didn't have it. And I know it's one, Mike, I know it's one that you actually like. So I actually went hunting. Here is the actual video game soundtrack. How many times have we heard this?
Rob does it also. You do it with your mouth.
Yeah, here we go.
Our memories.
You what's remember? The name of the Joe? What's the guy's name?
Glass Joe.
Glass Joe.
Yeah. Gentlemen, Glass Joe.
And we all thought this was so ahead of the time.
Cool. Did you have the knockout?
Yes.
Buddy Pro, Buddy Pro, Buddy Pro.
Knockout.
Buddy Pro, Buddy Pro, Buddy Pro, away.
Here he goes. He's going to knock him down.
Right hook, right hook, right. Buddy Pro. Buddy Pro! Buddy Pro!
Here we go.
Knock him out! Buddy Pro!
Almost there! Almost there!
Knock him out! Come on! Come on! Uppercut! Down! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10!
Yeah! Knockout! Knockout!
The thing is, in watching this on YouTube, I thought this video game was the greatest thing I'd ever seen when I first
saw
it.
One of the staples.
Yeah, and when you said you had the very cool 3D graphics, yeah, and it talked and everything.
You get a little workout, too, if you did it the right
and
way.
And then you listen to it, and he can't even say,
One of the great video games ever.
Oh, it was fun. And you know what? You heard it over the entire arcade.
Yeah, right. I imagine.
You could always find it.
Glass Joe.
And Piston Hurricane. I want to hear Piston get knocked out, and then we'll move on.
Come on.
Yeah, and it was so cool. It was a talking video game.
Right.
A lot of fun, a lot of fun. Yeah. Also, who was the main guy? Was it Bull something? Bull, Raging Bull?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Knockout!
The fake crowd.
Loved it. Anyway, so I appreciate the fact that they showed Mike Tyson playing. I wish they had just included the audio.
Yes, that's true. Bad move.
Great author died yesterday. Mike Elmore Leonard was 87 and gave us a lot of great books, but also so many of his books made great movies. Of course, Get Shorty, one of the most famous, and I thought that as a tribute.
To his friends, he was known as Mr. Leonard.
I'd like to play it, Mike. One of the favorite lines that I think Elmore Leonard ever wrote, and this one's for you and in memory of Elmore Leonard.
Harry, I'm going to ask you one more time, then I got to shoot you. You don't tell me what I want to know. Where's my money?
Your money?
Who the f*** are you? I'm Ray Barboni from Miami.
Ray Barboni. That's an Elmer Leonard?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he did Get Shorty and the follow-up.
Did he write F-U-F ball?
I think he did.
That's pretty cool.
Good stuff.
That.
Now, I've always worried if I was on Family Feud in the excitement of the moment, I'd say something I regretted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd ever say this.
Paul, no strikes. We talked to 100 men. What's Brad Pitt got that you don't have?
A big penis.
I'm running all the movies in my head. I'm trying to figure out, what was the scene you saw?
Steve Harvey's a lucky man.
What was he did to make you think he was wrong?
Well, they didn't ask me. They just asked 100 other men.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just trying to figure out how they would know.
This guy.
I know.
Yeah, they didn't ask me.
Like that. Paul said, a hammer.
You know what?
No money on the board.
As much as I don't like Steve Harvey's talk shows,
right?
I love him on Family Feud.
And you know what it is?
Family Feud
is, construction-wise, one of the greatest game shows ever designed because every host actually can kind of make it work.
And Steve Harvey has a style of comedy that lends itself to that game show.
He does.
Better than any other. He can take those lines, and what's great, you know the reason it works? It works because it's in the hands of a professional comedian.
Yeah. You're right.
And when you put that show in the hands of a professional comedian or a great comic actor, like Richard Dawson, they take it. And Dawson had, the similarity between Steve Harvey and Richard Dawson is they both have that kind of reserved, you know, They would look to the camera. I love the style. That's a fun show to watch with him hosting.
It is, and it's a good one that they will both take a pause and really savor the moment.
It's like a great sportscaster taking the moment and breathing and letting it happen.
Does anyone know how many shows they film in a day?
I'm not sure.
Like he could rack them up.
I think they do 5 and 5. I think they shoot 2 weeks in a day.
Wow.
My close personal friend Pat Sajak.
Mike, you know what?
Who almost ran away from me at Verizon Center.
After you destroyed the bathroom.
Yeah, after I destroyed the bathroom.
You know what? With the thoughts of Brad Pitt's penis, yes. That is your magic audio voice.
We got to get out of here. Thank you very much. For tech support questions for the Mike O'Mara Show, contact Ponyboy at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com. All correspondence goes to TMOS, P.O. Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108. If you want to get your songs played, we got a bunch of them, but Rob needs
more.
So go to Rob, message him personally on Facebook. Take care of that. And for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long. We'll see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Catch out.
Before we shut off the mics and call it a day, remember to grab your extended free trial of Hulu Plus, a special offer just for our listeners. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner and start watching all your favorite shows right now. Or you can go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Or click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.